Yes, you slept in this morning.
What's wrong with you, bro? I don't even put a podcast. Yeah, I did wake up a little late, guys. I swear my alarm didn't go off. I woke up like so shocked.
It's because you were up late, man.
I was. We were.
Were you up later than like when I went to bed? Did you go to like when I got off the PS5? Did you get off or no?
Nah, I played one more challenge, and that challenge didn't go too well. So
is that the one against you said D-Wade, right?
D-Wade and Bron, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk. Big topic today will probably be the PS5, just because there's a lot of angry people. There's a lot of happy people. Yeah. There's a lot of happy people. And then you got the resellers. You know, the resellers said, you know what? Let me migrate from the shoe market and let me hop on this console unit.
Electronics.
So, yeah. How do you want to start this off?
What's your first topic? I just want to say first that pre-orders compared to actual selling is completely different. Pre-orders were way easier. Pre-orders, you just go in there, you get yours, you get out. Like, no queue, no lagging, no nothing. Oh. Now, like, November 12th, bro, was wild. Like, the sites were dying and nobody could get anything. UCart one says sold out. Reminds me of shoe releases.
Honestly, yes. The November 12th, when they said, all right, we're going to have Walmart selling this, Target selling this. First off, Target didn't have anything.
Dang, so that's a shoe palace of electronics, you're saying?
Basically, because our, shout out to my dad, because he was, all day, I give him a lot of credit. He didn't get any, but I give him credit, because he was trying all day to get a PS5, just to get an extra one, but
it's better to swing out all day than to swing at nothing.
It was basically 0 for 10, but, because, I mean, he went through Walmart at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. And the site crashed at 12, 3, 6, and 9. So it crashed every single time.
That's tough.
But big respect, because that takes a lot of patience. He was even there for any of the Amazon, like when the Amazon hit their notification.
Mm-hmm.
He was right there. Because I know Amazon, they came out with it a little bit later. PlayStation Network, the PlayStation Sony,
mm-hmm.
They were coming out with it. They had a massive queue, though. Their website was fine, but their queue, you'd be waiting in there for anywhere from an hour to 5 hours.
It had a wait time, too, didn't it?
Yeah. So you had to wait in the queue for about an hour to 5 hours. And then when you get in, it wasn't automatic. Sometimes it'll punch you out. So imagine if you're one of those people that waited for an hour, and then it's your turn, and then it just says, nope, you're back in the queue.
You'd be so upset.
You'd be throwing your phone at that point.
But resale too, it was a lot of people on Facebook, nobody specifically, but a lot of people on Facebook I've seen comments talking about, I've seen people like post it for like $1,100, you know, $950, and people are like, oh, you're not getting that much for it, bro, like, you only bought it to resell. I've seen so many people sell that thing from $900 to $1,200, like, if you set your own price, you're gonna sell it, regardless, because people want it.
That is very true. They will, yes. Your price is whatever that price is going to be. People have to realize, they're not going to have any more till January at the earliest. January is going to be the earliest they come out with any type of PS5. I don't think they're going to get a store shipment.
And are people really, people really want to wait 2 months for this game?
It's going to start biting into them, because you're going to have people like, hey man, you've been playing, oh, you don't got a PS5.
And on PlayStation, it tells you if somebody has a PlayStation 4.
It does. So it's like a bigger smack in the face. Because you'll be like, oh, my man's still playing on a PS4.
Bro, I didn't even realize it at first. But then, like, Momo texted me. And you know who Momo is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I know. You've been gone a while, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
But he texted me like, hey, how you get the PS5? I was like, I pre-ordered. He's like, can you still order? I'm like, no. People don't realize that. When you say pre-order, they're like, oh, can you still get one? And it's like, no, you pre-order, which is before they even start selling them.
I'm really happy we helped out. I'm happy we helped out our friends, basically, by sending that link.
A lot of people are complaining they don't have their friends on it because everybody doesn't have it. So
exactly. And what we did was we basically, we had like a link that sold, like helped with the pre-order basically. Yeah. And as soon as that pre-order, we had an inside, well, not an inside guy, but we had like a guy that basically told us when the pre-order link was going to drop a little bit earlier. So then we could send it. So we sent the link. The pre-order time came. Everybody was able to pre-order one.
Everybody ate a W.
Almost everybody.
Oh, dang.
Almost everybody.
I was going to say, bro, if you think about it, you, me, Joe, Nelson, Curtis, my sister,
Josh.
I think Josh.
Josh is Joe's brother.
We have everybody in our circle.
Your dad.
I didn't say my dad?
No, you said your sister.
Oh, I thought I said him already. That's eight people. We have everybody in our circle.
We had eight people pre-ordered. We were able to get eight people pre-ordered a PS5.
Bro, link up with us, bro. We got everybody set up, man.
And now it's like impossible to get one. Because we knew this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen 2 months ago.
Bro, people are bashing us saying it wasn't going to be that hard. I'm like, bro, it's not going to be easy.
I promise you. I'll admit, I was a little skeptical because I was like, is the price really going to be that high? Because I remember you were like saying, nah, it's going to be 1,000, bro. And your dad was like, yeah, it's going to be 1,000. He goes, I'm not taking less than 1,000.
You'll listen to me one day, bro.
And then the time came, and then now I'm seeing it, and I'm like, jeez. And then you get those people that try lowballing you. Yeah, man, I'll give you $550.
But it sucks. I know it sucks because I know if that was me and I didn't have one and I wanted one, I know it would eat at me so bad, bro. And it's like $1,000. It's like, I don't want to pay that, but it's like, oh, I want it so bad. It's just...
Because if you don't have one and then you really have to wait till January...
Oh, my goodness.
That's like... That's 2 months of, like, just suffering.
I feel bad
if you're a big time gamer. Me, I'm not that big of a gamer. It just kind of felt good to actually get back to, because I sold my PS4 like 4 months ago, 3 months ago, long while ago. I didn't have a PlayStation Network, any of that.
You didn't even tell nobody you sold it. It was just like, hey, not till you get on. He's like, oh, I sold it, bro. I was like,
yeah. One day I just decided to sell it and kind of detoxify away from gaming and all that. So, but got back into it now. So. PlayStation 5 is actually really, really cool. So, it's nice. Now, let's give a little bit of a review on it, because we got it. So, what's your... What, second day... Well, this is the third day in, because yesterday was the second day. What's your third day in review of the PlayStation 5? What's your likes? What's your dislikes? Let these people know if they haven't had one yet.
My likes? I love the controller. I love how, like, the games actually utilize the controller. Because normally, it's just like, controller is a controller.
You just use actually, it to play the game.
Yeah, they actually adds it as an element in the game where it's like everything you're using is a part of the game now. And Joe was telling me like Spider-Man, walking on the snow, like you feel the snow.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, I'm breaking that out today.
Imagine that though, like you're holding it and your controller starts getting cold because you're walking on snow. That's what he was saying. It was getting cold.
Yeah.
So imagine that though. Like that's really cool that they can do an effect where it's like You're actually playing the game.
It's like, dang, bro, I need a coat.
Okay, I don't know about that one. Maybe my hands get a little chilly, but I'm not going to go grab a coat. Come on, now. But yeah, I think they did a really good job. They knocked this one out of the park, I think. Now, there is some flaws, don't get me wrong. I think first day flaws or second day flaws is kind of finding where everything is. Because they really changed it up compared to the PS4.
I mean, I wouldn't call that a flaw on them. That's just like a new interface that we just don't know yet.
True, 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 true. Not a flaw. If you had to find a flaw, what would be a flaw with the PS5 right now? Is there a flaw?
I don't see one. With the system itself, no. Now, 2K, there's a few. But the system itself, no.
2K, there's a couple, but they've done... I'll give them a lot of credit.
Yeah, they did do...
Did pretty well. You got a whole city that feels like almost like a whole... It's just something way new. Yeah. You know, they did something. They actually went above and beyond. They kind of did like an actual map. You know what I mean? Like you can go wherever you want, play with whoever you want. It's good. You know, they did a good... I give them a solid 8.8 out of 10.
Only say 8.8 because the my career is broken. How does your my career break? And that's the main thing for my career. You can't grind.
I haven't even played though. I haven't even used it yet.
I haven't either. I just stopped. Like I used it the first day, but one thing that's remarkable is the loading speeds, man.
Oh yes, and that's you want to know something? It took me 30 minutes to download the game.
Yeah, when it, I deleted 2K, yeah.
It took me 30 minutes to download a brand new game. I remember PS4, it would take like an hour or 2 hours. Actually, it'd take like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, my Wi-Fi, it's good, but why is it taking so long? And then I realized it's the station, like the actual PS4. PS5, you download something, that boy's, I'll go downstairs, eat something real quick, come back up. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like 80% done.
Like, I remember Joe last night, he's like, oh, I'll be right back, I'm going to the bathroom. And I was like, bro, you can't take bathroom breaks no more. It don't take that long no more, bro.
Yeah, because, like, if you click to load into something, it takes less, almost anything's under 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So, major props to that. It's on the up. So, they did a really good job with this one. I feel bad if you don't have one.
And the system doesn't sound like it's about to take off.
No.
It's super cool. You know, even when you're downloading something.
I know you got yours standing up. Mm. So, here's the other thing. You can stand yours up or you can lay it flat. I laid mine flat with the base on it, mm-hmm. so it's not, it hasn't overheated or anything yet.
I don't know what people be doing that do those reviews, because I mean, like, I've never had a problem with my systems when I get them, and this other guy's like, real gamers know not to get the system as soon as it comes out. Why not? Like, I've never had a problem with anything that I've gotten.
You got those people, though, too, with, like, Apple, like, iPhones. Because you got iPhones, too, they'll be like, never get the pre-order of the iPhone. I pre-ordered the, this isn't the new one, this the old one, the, what is it, the,
11 Pro Max?
Yeah, so I pre-ordered that 11 Pro, the Pro Max, and nothing, it's fine. A year later, it's okay. I just, I don't understand what are they doing? Like, are they, like, literally putting their stuff through the test? They're like, alright, let's dunk it in water, see what happens.
That's a good question.
It broke! Well, you dunked it in water on day one.
Because I've never had any issues with any of my phones.
I know I had, the only issue with this one I had was dust was building up, like, right in here, like, right in the port. So, like, I had to get a little scraper and scrape out the dust chunks. Mm. But besides that,
You got dusty pockets, bro.
I think that's what it was, too, yeah.
You ain't got dusty pockets.
Nah, it's like the jeans, certain jeans that I wear kind of have, like, lint that, like, builds up. Because this is, like, one of those that it won't let any dust or anything come on it. Mm-hmm. The only area is, like, right in there.
So, when you put your phone in your pocket, do you put that part down?
No. I always leave it up. So, I always go like that.
Dang, it must be dusty.
Yeah.
Because if you put it down, it's like, okay, that makes sense.
Nah, yeah.
But
yeah,
a lot of people, I think that's an unspoken rule, but, like, what? Having your phone, like, down like this, so when you pull it out, it's like, I don't know, I think that's a...
It's almost like, yeah, so if you put your phone in backwards or like this... Or, like, even upside down.
Oh, my. No.
That's, like, goofy.
I can't.
You know? I mean, you have to. It's basically you put your phone in with your camera lens facing downwards.
And then you just pull it out.
You pull it out. Boom. It's right there.
I think that's an unwritten rule.
That is an unwritten rule. I'm going to start watching people when they put phones in their pocket.
I always put my phone in my right pocket, too. Well, I feel like that depends. If you're left-handed.
If you're a lefty, yeah. And, I mean, sometimes I do put my phone in my left. Depends what I got in my pockets. If I got my wallet in my right. And car keys in my right, then I'm putting it in the left, or vice versa.
This might sound goofy, but when I put my phone in my left pocket, I forget, and I'm used to being in my right, so I'm like, where my phone at, and I forget it's in my pocket.
If you put your phone in your left pocket, you're just gonna forget you have a phone?
No, I forget where it's at. I'm like, bro, where my phone? Like, it's not in this pocket. And I'm like, oh yeah, I did put it in this pocket. Yeah. Told you it was goofy.
Nice. Yeah, a little bit goofy. But yeah, I know we really didn't talk too much about shoes right now,
I feel like it's a topic people are talking about right now. It's a hot topic.
PS5 is the hot topic, you know? That's the hottest topic out right now. If I had to give my review on the PS5 so far, I know we kind of gave your review. No flaws, you said. Like I said, I haven't been able to find a flaw yet. I don't like that they listen to what you say in the PS5 parties, though, or PlayStation parties.
Honestly, that's one thing. Like, that's party is so complicated to get to.
Yes, but, like, again, you said it's like it's just a learning curve. Like, you'll be like on your controller, like, all right, let me keep clicking this button, and you're like, God, where is everybody? You'll be joining something. It's like, where is everybody?
It takes so long to join somebody.
I was talking to myself for 10 minutes. I didn't even know anybody was. I was like, hey guys, hello, and then I went to the bathroom, came back. I was like, hello, where is everybody? And then I realized nobody was in the party. But I didn't even know that because I thought I was in a party with people.
The first day, it took me a minute to figure out how to turn my PlayStation off. I said, how you turn
this
thing?
You just hit the...
From the controller.
Yeah.
No, from the controller?
Yeah.
Like, finding where the power button is on the controller.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't know them either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, yo, how do you turn this thing off? And I had to, like, kept clicking stuff, and I was like, oh, there it is.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what... Oh, yeah. So you said you got Spider-Man. You haven't played that yet. You'll probably play that today.
Yeah.
I know I only got 2K right now, but I'll probably end up getting Modern Warfare.
2K... I mean, not 2K. PlayStation literally makes you want to get every single game to see how it is on your system.
How it looks, how the controller aspect of it.
Like, because Spider-Man, for example, that looks so fire, bro. Like, it looks amazing. And yeah. I already know Modern Warfare is about to be crazy.
I have a feeling it's going to be... a lot better.
Yeah. So,
plus, yeah, I mean.
Shout out to the dude for Xbox that fooled us all and putting vape juice in your Xbox.
What type of stuff? He fooled you?
That was I just thought it was smoking.
That was the one that you thought was smoking, right?
Yeah, but yeah. Who puts vape in there? Like, bro, use your head.
What'd you say again? That made me laugh, what you said on the comment. It's a hot box or something
like
that?
Oh, yeah, it's a hot box. Yeah.
A hot box because it was the smoke was coming out of the Xbox.
That thing looks like a cooler.
Oh man, that was hilarious. Yeah, that's the thing. Xbox, if you have an Xbox, I'm not bashing you, but
I mean, it is an Xbox, so it makes sense to be a box.
It's a box.
But yeah. I'm sorry, it looks stupid to me.
Yeah, I wonder if my brother's going to get that. My older brother.
Oh, sorry, Phil.
Nah, because I think he has both. He has a PlayStation 4 right now. He has a PS4 and an Xbox One. I never understand that when you go and get both brands. Like, you get both systems.
I've thought about it, but then I'm like, I'm not gonna play Xbox because I have nobody on there.
Yeah, but he does it so he can get certain games because they only have certain games on certain things. So like Xbox, I know makes certain games, but then PlayStation makes certain games, and then he sees that and he's like, man, I want that game though. I don't think they make MLB for Xbox.
Nope.
Yeah, so that's why he wanted the PlayStation so he could play MLB.
The Last of Us isn't Xbox either.
Yeah, yeah. I know Dom. He saw me get the PS5. He goes, can I get one? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you know, just give me one for my birthday. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you one for your birthday.
Technically, you could.
No. What?
Wow. You a wild man.
If you got a D1 offer, I'd get him one. On the spot. D1 offer?
You got to wait. You got to keep that.
Oh, you think you give him one for basketball?
You don't think so? Football?
Mm-hmm. It's a hard... You got to understand, D1 athletes... Even if it's a small D1 school, you gotta be like top of the top. Cream of the crop.
He ain't part of that cream?
He could be. You gotta work for it.
Hey, like Brody said, Dante, your brother one of the big dogs at Franklin?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out Brody.
He known as a big dog.
Shout out Brody and his trash fantasy team.
Nah, his team is actually nice. I honestly underestimate Brody.
All right,
I didn't think he did all that.
Let's switch topics. How's your fantasy team doing now?
Oh, wait. I got one more thing.
All right, what's PS5?
In the PlayStation Store on PS5, there's a PlayStation Plus collection thing.
Oh.
Where it's literally like some of the best PS4 games all for free.
What? I didn't know that.
Like The Last of Us is on there. Really? Until Dawn is on there.
Really?
Until
Dawn's on there?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat's on there?
Yeah.
And it's for free?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to go
grab
those.
It's like 100 different games, bro.
And they're just giving them to you?
Yes, for free. And they said they're going to update it yearly because it's like, I guess it's part of like your...
package?
Yeah, with your subscription now as a PS5
user. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check that out when I go home. I got to work out first, but I'm going to go check that out when I get home.
It's a lot of games. I didn't even check it on the thing, but it's like I was looking at the list. It's a lot of good stuff.
You ever drink caffeine and then you gotta go to the bathroom right after?
Yep.
Your stomach just be feeling like...
Have you ate anything?
Like a battleground? No, I never eat anything in the morning.
I'm not I don't eat anything. I was about to say morning eater. Is that...
I was about to say the same thing, a morning eater. Yeah. I'm not really a morning eater. I used to be. I used to eat weird stuff for breakfast, bro. I'd be like, all right, we got spaghetti. Bet. I'm going to have spaghetti for breakfast.
Bro, I remember that one time. I was younger. I was like 9. I don't know why I remember this. But like, I was a little chubby kid, you know. And one more, like, the night before, we had lasagna, bro. The next day, I'm like, I'm about to eat that lasagna. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning, bro. My mom was like, what are you doing? Why are you eating that so early? I'm like,
I used to eat chicken for breakfast.
Chicken and waffles. Technically, like, chicken can be, like...
That's like fried chicken, though. You can't have, like, just...
Don't tell me you had, like, grilled chicken.
Yeah, grilled chicken for breakfast.
Oh, my
Some God. Oven-baked chicken. I realized my bangs are still in there from the previous 2 weeks.
Yep.
So we got a collection of 3 bangs now for the past 3 weeks.
Yep.
Are we just gonna leave them in there?
Yep.
You're not gonna do your trash?
Nope.
That's kind of nasty.
I want to see how many fit in there.
I'm going to keep bringing. I live off caffeine, so.
Honestly, no joke. I was, when you got today, when you got over here, I was waiting to see, like, is he going to bring a bang?
Every morning, bro. Yeah. Because, you know, come on now. Bang sponsor us, please. Just so I don't have to pay the money for Bang anymore.
I feel like it adds up.
Not really. You go to Costco's, it's a lot better. Mm. So Costco's got good deals. Shout out Costco's. All right. Back to the topic of fantasy football. How's your fantasy football team doing this year? How has it been affected by Christian McCaffrey being always injured? Shout out McCaffrey for coming back for a week, getting you a dub, and now leaving.
Facts.
So he is going to be back week to week. Not day to day, but week to week.
This man dropped a great performance on me and said, all right, bro, I'm back. I'm gone.
I got you one. I'm out.
But honestly, if he had to go out, that was a good way to go out. Like, he gave me 37 and then said, I'm hurt again. I said, you know what? Take your time. I'm going to be here. See, now, he dropped like 2 points. I'm like, who won him? Who won him? He is not about to be inefficient and not then playing. Get hurt. Yeah. Nah, bro.
That's like Michael Thomas. But
I don't understand what's up with that dude.
Michael Thomas didn't really have a big performance back, you know? He's played Tampa Bay twice this year, and that's it.
I wonder if he's just like...
Is it Drew Brees or is it Michael Thomas?
Or is Michael Thomas not really hurt and there's something going on, like how he punched that dude? Is it really something like going on in there where he's like, you know, I don't even feel like playing for y'all, and he's just playing? Or is he actually, it's like, possible. Hurt?
You know, AB was like that with in the Steelers. Mike Tomlin was just, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. I'll say this right now. Mike Tomlin, big respect for him. He had Antonio Brown, Martavius Bryant, and Le'Veon Bell all on that same team.
Now, that's a headache.
Big headache. And he kept all that inside. Like,
honestly,
it never came out. Nothing ever came out about how all them were divas and, you know, like, what, Martavius Bryant's still suspended. You know,
and they all left, and they're nothing without him. Not taking away their talent, but, like, they really aren't succeeding without him.
They're all super talented. Martavius Bryant was an alien, bro. That man was super quick. He was, like, he was what DK Metcalf is right now. Because, what, Martavius Bryant was, like, 6'4", 6'5", running, like, a 4'4".
We've had a few DKs. Even the one on his team.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon. That man can't. That man lay off the weed.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, it's legal now in the NFL, so.
So, I don't know why that man's still suspended.
He is still suspended?
I think so.
Yeah, I know he's on the Seattle, but I don't know what's going on. But, anyways, back to the topic of your fantasy team. So, what are you sitting at right now? 3-6?
4-5.
Oh, 4-5.
Yeah, that ain't me, bro. I'm in the playoffs right now.
Oh, I'm 4-5 in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, so. I'm sitting nice. Now, this week, I play Carves. Smacking him. We're about to be 5-4.
What if Carbs wins? What would you do?
I would
Carbs
be
wins?
So upset, bro.
I feel like that's the biggest slap in the face if Carb beats you.
Only person that I'm missing is McCaffrey. Like, my team is at full strength right now, so there's no way. There's no way.
What about I say? As long as Kelsey doesn't drop a dud, you win.
There's no way.
And the chance of Kelsey dropping a dud is like 1 to 10.
Honestly,
I haven't seen him drop a dud all season. He dropped what, one dud?
One. He had 6 points. Every other week, it's been at least 12, 13 points, bro.
Which is amazing. From a tight end, like last year, I got Kelsey. I feel like he won it for me over anybody else because you have that such a big advantage at tight end when everybody else is getting like 10 and under.
Yeah.
You got Kelsey dropping 20s. And you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna beat that guy by 10 every week.
Honestly, I'm glad I drafted Diggs, DK, and Kelsey and having that lack of running backs because they show up every single week.
That's, you know, that's the big thing is having a reliable guy, you know.
I got three of them.
Honestly, my most reliable guy this year has probably been Will Fuller, which is
weird.
That's
surprising.
That's weird to say, but Will Fuller, he scored a touchdown now in 6 straight weeks, 7 straight weeks.
Brandon Cooks is coming up too. Like, he's been cooking lately.
Here's my thing. The Texans are always down. They're never up. They're always airing it out. They're never up in a game. Never. Ever.
And when they do run, David Johnson gets hurt.
That's true, too. Okay. So, yeah, he's hurt again. What else was I going to say? Kyler Murray, he's what Lamar was supposed to be this year. Lamar's dropped the complete.
Lamar said that teams they play are calling out their plays. He's like, they're literally calling out the plays at the line. So, it's like, they just know what we're doing.
How do you switch that up, though? As a coach, that's on you. If they're knowing you're, as an offensive coordinator, as a coach, and a QB, if they know your plays, you gotta do something different.
But yeah, you gotta switch the calls up or something, because it's not like you could change the plays. It ain't like you got a second playbook just ready to go. Like, you gotta switch the plays, I mean the calls or something.
If you see that, you gotta set different calls on the line, something. There's gotta be a way to switch that up. Yeah, but Kyler Murray, big props to him this year. I think he's a dark horse still to win the MVP. I mean, Russell Wilson's still the favorite.
Yeah, Russell's.
But Kyler Murray's been playing great. Patrick Mahomes been playing great.
Oh, you know Mike Thomas never had a losing season in 14 years?
Who? Mike Thomas?
Mike Tomlin.
Oh, Mike Tomlin. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, Mike Tomlin's an elite coach.
But I didn't know he was there for 14 years. I remember when they hired him. I was in, I lived in Pittsburgh at that time.
Yeah. I was about to say, Mike Tomlin. Yeah, because you're still a Steelers fan, right?
Not as much as I used to be.
You're when more
I
lived a Raiders there, fan now? Yeah.
Raiders till I die, bro.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Shout Raiders out Marquette King. Somebody get him in the league.
Thanks.
And Derek Carr.
And Josh Jacobs. And Henry Ruggs. And Darren Waller.
Hopefully Derek Carr gets a contract extension here.
Hope he does, too.
If he doesn't, you guys are going to be getting a new QB.
If we get a new QB, I swear we're not winning.
Oh, you a Derek Carr ride or die?
I like Derek Carr. I really do. I feel like he would have won that season that he got hurt, where he broke his ankle.
Hell yeah.
He was taking off, man.
What was I going to say? Oh, Joe Mixon. That's a guy that's been very unreliable this year.
I'm about to say, ain't nobody talking about no Joe Mixon, bro.
Joe Mixon's been unreliable. He just got downgraded from a doubtful to out this week.
That's his name, Mr. Unreliable,
but,
bro.
But, you know, the thing is, he'll like give you two really bad games, and then he'll win you a game. He'll win you a game because it's like, oh, my man just dropped 40.
Nah, he won you one game, and that was against me because he had 42. And I'm like, when has Joe Mixon ever dropped 40 points in his life? I don't think he's ever done that.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. quick commercial break. We'll be back. You know, you can YouTube anything.
That's true.
You can YouTube anything.
You Mr. know, like, YouTube himself.
Mr. Offerman, my dad. Hey, that's Mr. YouTube.
Bro, when you sent that picture, I feel like when he has his legs crossed like this, he has his phone like this, that man's up to something, bro. That man's cooking. That's the guy you want to have on sneakers. When he crossed that leg, just know it's a devil.
No, when he does this, and then when he sits up like this with it, then I know it's real. That's when I know he's like, all right, I got to get going. I got to get this. But yeah. Oh, my mom was doing it on Target though too. So my mom was like trying on Target, but like Target never popped up for any PS5s.
Mm.
So basically you're just waiting there.
I don't mess with Target right now, bro.
Because they canceled?
Nah. They said they canceled, but they didn't cancel. It's still delivered. And then
their delivery still hasn't came for me. They're super late on theirs.
Yeah, and the guy that delivered the PlayStations, he put them on my neighbor's porch instead of mine. But thankfully, my dad was like coming home, and I was about to go outside. I'm like, oh, it says delivered. He's like, it's not out there. I was like, nah, it's out there. He's like, no, it's next door. We have to go get them. I'm like, why would they deliver them next door? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Bro, you know how risky that is, especially right now with that thing, bro?
Like, as soon as they get delivered, you got to make sure you grab them off the porch. Because they look, that box looks like, all right, he got a PS5 over there.
Have you seen they actually put the sticker on there?
No.
There's one that literally, I saw some guy had one, and the sticker on the front of the box said PS5 bundle.
Oh!
Like, why would you put that sticker on the top of the box, bro?
I understand if you put, like, a battery picture or, like, fragile.
No.
That's okay. I'm okay if somebody puts fragile. But do not put PS5 on, like, an Amazon box or a Walmart box.
The delivery man gonna say deliver, but didn't deliver it.
Exactly.
Bro, I would be so upset.
What is it? Walmart, their delivery method, they don't care about their PS5s. They gave you a box and then a PS5. No, nothing like safety in there.
No plastic?
No! No plastic, no nothing. They gave you a box and a PS5.
Honestly, that's not surprising. Walmart's just, I don't know.
Walmart said, all right, get the box, get the PS5, put it in the box, ship it. Like, nothing. Don't put a fragile label on it. They didn't put a fragile label on it.
You know they were throwing that thing around at UPS. You know UPS.
Yes.
You UPS know you were throwing that thing, bro.
But they don't see a fragile label. They're going to try chucking that as far as you used to work there.
Bro, I was there for 1 week.
And your bag gave out.
When I was working up, my bag didn't give out.
It did. You were sweating like crazy.
Nah, bro, it's a workout. You moving boxes.
Yeah, you were though, yeah.
But I've trained with this guy who was putting the packages on the belt, bro. He's like, yellow goes here, red goes here. All right. My man just taking whatever, just tossing, whatever, just tossing. I'm like, yo, like, he's not even looking to see if it says fragile. He's just tossing it up top, tossing it down low. I'm like, okay.
That used to be my MO, though. I used to try throwing it as far as I could. Especially, I think I quit right after working through the Cyber Monday.
That had to suck.
I worked through Cyber Monday. There was more packages than I've ever seen before. And, like, I remember I would just, like, pick one up. And I'd throw it as far as I could on the belt. I'd be like, I'm chucking this. And then I'd be like, I'm chucking this one too.
Bro, when you had to unload those trucks. And you always got the big trucks too, because you've been there a while.
Yeah.
Bro, that... Oh my goodness.
When I tell you my back was close to giving out, after just like 6 months there, I was like, oh my gosh, my back.
You said your back was bad.
Like, yeah, that was the worst it's ever been. Thankfully, I'm out of there, so...
Hey, but they paid for college, though.
That was a long, long time ago, though. That was, like, 5 years
ago. You love that job.
4 years ago. I just liked it so I could say I'm up early. I remember that. I'd be like, hey, rise and grind.
You did. You don't know how many people, even, like, coming up to me, they'd be like, hey, bro, why Dante is posting those rise and grind? If I know Dante's up when he posts rise and grind, I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Rise and grind.
You get any of the, because I know we really didn't talk about any shoes today, but you get any of the Midnight Jordan 1s, or is it Safflower? Safflower Easy?
Yeah, something like that.
E Safflower Easy 700s? Like, they were yellow?
Honestly, I didn't get the Midnights, because I didn't really like those, because they're just navy and white, and I just, I don't know.
I kind of like the colorway. I didn't like the lacing on it, though.
Honestly, the only reason I was getting them is because I had the silver Japans. Mm. And I'm like, oh, I can put them together. And after that, I'm just like...
When you put them together,
exactly. It's like, well, what's the point?
I got them. Well, all right.
It's no point. That's why I was just like, eh.
The 700s, though, I kind of want to get a collection of 700s now. I've heard they're super, super comfortable. Like, they're more comfortable than Boosts.
They look like they're... Because the tongue doesn't even move. Look like you just slip your foot in.
You just slip your foot in, and there's more cushion on the 700 than on the 350. So basically, 350, you're walking on a cloud. I wonder what you're walking on a 700.
700 clouds.
That's an elite level cloud. So you walking on the finest of clouds.
You know what's crazy? Why do people say, oh, like you can walk on clouds? Ain't nobody ever walked on no cloud.
Not that
you know of. You try to walk on a cloud, you falling through.
Not that you know of. Somebody could be walking on a cloud back in the days.
But something that's like... has no like density or whatever, or like no like real form, I guess, like you just go through it, like it's just air, so how is it soft?
It's just water molecules.
We just want scientific.
Ooh.
Bill Nye, here we come.
Bill Nye the science guy.
Hey Bill Nye, if you listen, bro, come on the show.
That's crazy that that kids nowadays won't know who Bill Nye is.
Man, that's where I learned everything from.
Yeah, it's like Bill Nye. Boom. Bill Nye used to be one of the best shows to watch. I hope we don't let Bill die. Or Bill Nye die. Like, the show.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we gotta... I'll show my kids Bill Nye. They'll be like, Dad, why is this so old? Just sit down and watch it.
But it was old back when we watched it. So can you imagine how old it's gonna look?
Yeah.
That was one show that I would watch in school where it wasn't corny. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it wasn't corny and like I wouldn't fall asleep. I'd be like, oh, I'm up for this.
And like when he would talk, it was like, dang, okay.
I was listening. I would actually listen to those.
It was actually smart show though.
Rather than those like played out skit ones and you're just like, what in the world's going on here? So... Oh, besides that, with shoe drops, there's really nothing that came out. Concept Dunks are coming out this next weekend. Those looked pretty cool.
You talking about those brown ones?
Yeah.
They came out today.
They did on Concept.
Yeah.
I went for them, didn't get them.
With the special box.
Yeah, it was like $275 after shipping and stuff, shipping and taxes. A little expensive for Dunks, but just like for you said.
Special, but you're paying $100-some for a box.
Yeah, because I know the regular ones won't have a special box, but they are 120 dropping this Saturday coming up. I want to say could be Friday or Saturday. Really no Air Jordan 1s coming out for the remainder of November. Really no, I'm trying to see, no Yeezys coming out for the remainder of November. The rest of November is just going to be kind of enjoy your PS5 if you have it.
I was going to say that. That's a perfect time, man. Just enjoy it.
December does have a good... Actually, December has a loaded amount of drops because it's holiday time. So, Yeezys...
One particular.
The Yeezy, the 350s? Nope. Doing the restock?
Nope.
But that's a big one.
Even bigger.
Oh, you're talking about the 11s?
Yep.
The Adapt?
Yep.
The Adapt 11s are going to be sweet. If you... Foot Locker plug. We need a Foot Locker plug on that one.
Bro, this guy commented on my TikTok. I saw that. He was like... he said, yeah, when I was like, plug? He's like, maybe. I'm like, what you mean by maybe, bro? And he didn't even follow me. I'm like...
He probably lives somewhere else outside Michigan, though.
I don't care where he lives.
Yeah.
We got post offices. We got plenty of delivery services.
That's true. Shout out UPS and FedEx for getting those PS5s on time.
Not correctly in the correct place, but they did get them here.
Except Curtis's. His got stuck in Minnesota.
That's so odd.
But he got it yesterday. So, Amazon was really quick, though, too. Amazon, if you ordered it yesterday, was it yesterday? No, if you ordered it, yeah, if you ordered, what was yesterday? Was yesterday the Walmart release? Or was that 2 days ago? That was Thursday.
2 days ago.
So if you ordered it on Thursday, it's already here today. Shout out Amazon. Good delivery system.
Amazon's always been great, except with their employees.
Yeah, they treat their employees terrible.
I don't even know any example of them treating their employees bad. I just hear it, and it's just...
They work them like crazy.
Do they really?
Yeah, there's no breaks there either. Like, you get, like, a 5-10 minute break. Because you work so short of shifts, they make it where you can't get a break.
How short do they... You have to work, like, 4 hours to not get a break.
You can work, like, 6, I think, without getting a break.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's, like, 6.5, and then you legally have to take a break, something like that. I don't know. I don't follow the, I don't follow that closely on the guidelines there. But everybody, Thanksgiving's coming up. Enjoy yourself some stuffing, some gravy.
Ew, stuffing.
You don't like stuffing?
Nah, I've never had stuffing.
What?
I had dressing, but I don't have stuffing.
So you just eat dressing straight up instead of stuffing? What is wrong with you? So
what do you mean?
You eating some dressings like some gravy? So you're just eating gravy straight up out of the gravy
pan? What do you mean? What is dressing to you?
Dressing, it's that nice warm gravy you put on top of some stuffing.
No, dressing's like a... I don't even know what you describe. It's like a side dish. It's not a sauce.
Oh, I thought you were talking like dressing, like a sauce, like a gravy type sauce. No. I thought you were eating straight sauce. Like, what is wrong with you, my sir?
No, like, it's like a greenish type of dish, and it's like you put cranberry slice over it. I've never had stuffing, though. Stuffing's when you, like, put it in the turkey.
No. Stuffing doesn't have to. It could be just, like, straight stuffing outside. Like, just stuffing's a side dish. You've never had stuffing? It's supposed to be kind of, like, thicker, clumped up, but it tastes sort of really... It's like a bread aspect.
That's what the, I guess they're the same thing. It's stuffing, but it's not, like, the same
stuffing. I gotta bring you some stuffing, then, because I feel like you have... How have you not had stuffing before? Like, never had it?
Never had it.
It's really good. You put some gravy on top of it with your, like, your turkey right there. Combo. That combo is a 1-2-3. It's beautiful. It does things.
Ain't no combo better than turkey and macaroni.
Lasagna, though, too. I'm ready for that lasagna. That's coming up.
You have lasagna on Thanksgiving?
Italian, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Lasagna comes out first. That's like the appetizer is like lasagna, which is super filling.
That's funny. Appetizer.
I guess you can put it as that. That's like our first dish. And then our second dish is going to be the turkey and stuff. And then we got all the desserts. So, but like, yeah, we got turkey, the mashed potatoes, the cheesy potatoes, you got the stuffing, the turkey, the cranberry.
Bro, you don't sound like you have room to eat turkey.
Dude, it's like super, there's so much going on for Thanksgiving, like, because, yeah, we all kind of gather up. I don't think we're doing it this year, though, because that's the one thing.
A lot of people aren't.
Yeah, I don't think we're gathering up with, I know my grandma's going to be upset, but she'd be like, oh, nobody's coming over for Thanksgiving. Hopefully somebody picks my grandma up, so. So I say that's not good if you spend Thanksgiving by yourself.
No.
So.
And I would imagine she's not cooking.
Heck no. Yeah. No. So yeah, I wonder if either my uncle or my mom will pick her up probably.
Don't y'all be having grandma over there eating a bologna sandwich on Thanksgiving, bro.
Bologna sandwich on Thanksgiving. That's terrible. Everybody though, drink some water. Stay happy. If you had a PS5, congratulations. Enjoy that.
If you don't, keep trying. They're releasing them a little bit everywhere, but it's tough.
It's very, very tough. Plus, people see how much it's going for, so they're going to try getting some. So, but anyways, everybody have a good rest of your day. Enjoy whatever you do. And yeah.
Peace out, guys.
Turn up.